Tonight's shir, Simen Ayin Tes, Se'if Aleph. Simen Ayin Tes, Mishnah Zdam, Lotzei B'Shas Kriya. If a person is reciting Kriya Shema and is confronted with human excrement, Se'if Aleph. Ha'yisat Soyas Odom Me'acharov. If there was human excrement behind him, Tzarech L'harchik Arba Amos Mimakom Shekol HaReach. He must move far enough from the excrement that there's four amos from the place where the smell ends. So wherever the smell ends, he moves another four amos away, and that's where he can recite Shema if it's behind him. Afilu im yesh loy chole sheni mereach, even if he is ill and he cannot smell, it makes no difference. Tzarech l'harchik arba amos v'makom sheyich lo areach l'mi shemereach. He would have to distance himself for amos from the spot where someone who can't smell would smell. Now, there are some people who have very sensitive senses of smell, more than other people. So the Svarim say that he doesn't have to go that distance. Those people have to go for themselves further away than the average person. The average person goes this far away, and if someone has congestion and can't smell, he'll go like the average person. But the people who have super sensitive sense of smell would actually have to go further away. They can't say, well, no one else can smell it here, so I can go here. That doesn't work. Since they can, they have to go further. Zuchanor continues, umilafanov. If the tsoya is ahead of him, tsarech laharchik mloenov. He has to move far enough away that he doesn't see it. Afilo belaila, even at night. O shahu sumor, a person who's blind. Sheinoroya osa, who doesn't see it. He'd have to distance himself to the point where he wouldn't be able to see it if it was daytime or if he could see. Last possibility, we did behind and in front. What if it's on the sides? If the soya is to his side, we treat it as if it's behind him. The Rama adds, the Sheikh Tziba is davening for the Omid, and there's soya in the shul. Or he's davening in the house or the room, and there's tzoya. Afilu hu la'acha b'chol abayis, even if it's behind him, somewhere in the room, tzorech l'shtoik, he has to stop, ad sheyotzienu, until it's removed. Me'acha shemotzi rabim yidecha vasam, because the sheyotziber is being motzi others. Whether it's in shul or in a house, and you have a minyan going on, the sheyotziber must stop, even if it's behind him, because he's being motzi others. And it's unreasonable to think that there isn't somebody in 4 amos of the tzoya. If there's anyone within 4 amos of the tzoya, then that person can't be davening at that point. And even listening to Sheikh Tziba would be a problem. Look ahead at the end of Simen Sadi. Because Simen Sadi discusses the case when in shul a child comes and urinates in shul while they're all davening. Now what do you do? Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph. Soas Odom. There's Soas Odom behind him. Afilu Ein Magia Mimenu Rechra. Even if he doesn't smell anything, there's no bad smell to it. Vayana, come on, Simen Pebez. Look at him, Simen Pebez. He talks about Simen Pebez, dried soya. So the din is, he has to be at least 4 amas away. Sifkatan Beis, Ab Amas Rechulu, 4 amas from where the smell ends. Tichsir, because the Pasuk teaches, Vahoye Machanecha Kaddosh. The Pasuk says, your machne has to be Kaddosh. The Kibbutz Chazal have taught us, Shemachne shall Odom hu arba amas. A machne is 4 amas. A personal machne is 4 amas. From Yagia Reach Rami at Soya Betuch, Dalar Amosov. And if the bad smell from the Tzoya reaches within his 4 amos, Hari Ein Kol Mokum Chaniyasa Bekedusha, then his Chaniyah is not Bekedusha. His place is not Bekedusha. So he has to move away. That's the Torah's requirement. You have to machanech a kadosh. And if it's within his dalar amos, it's a problem. If it's ahead of him, in front of him, then there's a different shir. Sifkan gimel kamo melo einov. If it's within eyesight. Ayin v'fima godim shakosov. Look at Pima Godim who writes, d'la rashbo dafka dibu osu b'toch kamo einov. That the rashbo holds, you can't speak the words of Kriya Shema or Divrei Torah or Brachas when you can see the Tzoya, avla harher b'Divrei Torah mutter, but to think in Divrei Torah is permitted. Imuchus la'arba amos mimakom shekol areach, if he's standing more than 4 amos away from where the smell ends, Ula harash, but according to the Rosh, Yeshayim is there, this requires investigation, because we mentioned yesterday the Rosh holds that even if you see Tsoya, your machne isn't kadosh. That's not just in proximity, but it's a din of v'hoi machnecha kadosh in the re'iyah. The Rash beholds is a separate issur. Lo yir b'chol, you shouldn't see it. Don't do with machne. So therefore, he makes a distinction about thinking of the v'ter. But according to the Rash, there's no issur on the re'iyah. It's only machne. So he holds that seeing it means it's part of your machne. So now the efshar the osim in a term d'rabbanan and shom. It could be thinking and learning. Might be this is the Arayis, or maybe Darabon, according to the Rosh. It's a Shaila. Sivkon Dald. Afilu Balayla. If the Tzoya is ahead of him, so it has to be beyond his eyesight, even though right now he can't see anything because it's dark at night. Alkein Osir Lemar Afilu Balayla Kriyishma, and therefore this is the problem. You can't say at nighttime Kriyishma, Oshar Kol Darash Gedusha, or any Darash Gedusha, Lefnei Abatim, outside. Once you go outside in front of the house, if it's nighttime, you don't know what's out there. And if it's low enough, just I can't tell because it's dark, it's a problem. Ki derech liyoshom tsoy, it's typical to have tsoya in front of the houses. For koshke b'chotzer, and certainly in the chotzer. So therefore, one has to be very careful to daven outside at night. He's going to mention it right away. Sifkan hey. If it's on the sides, dino kimul achrav. That's the equivalent of being behind him. U'mekamogam lechatchila yizoher leilech kadei shiatzer v'achrav. A person should strive lechatchila not to say Shema and Brachos when the tsoya is on your side, but rather it should be behind you. V'oz sagi b'dalaram, because then for sure dalaram is sufficient. If it's impossible without great effort, we'll rely on Dalar Amos on the sides like we are when it's behind them. When do we say Tzedodim is like behind you? Tzedodim Mamish, really on the side. But if it's to his side but in front of him, so I'm not quite sure what Rinshtokin is, but I am assuming it means filth in the gutter, and it stinks, and it goes along the length of the street. Okay, Gavin, anything like that. So this is not just next to him. You see it progresses, goes all the way down the street. So this is the Sadadim in front of him. Kasev ha-magen avroham de-dino kilafanav. The magen avroham says to treat it as if it's directly in front of him. And then it's a problem if it's mloena, because you can see it. V'liyarabah kasev de-dino kamina sadadim, whereas the Eliyarabah disagrees. And he says, the sides ahead of you are like the side that's next to you. Visagi Dalamas and all you need is Dalamas.
Why can't he just turn 180 degrees? It'll be behind him and they have a whole other and a whole other set of rule kicks.
That's ideal if he can. Maybe there's something Erev on the other side. Now he's stuck. He can't turn to the other side, whatever. The Kosva Chayodim, the Masharoe below Hatias Roshlet Stodim. Chayodim says the following definition. If you see it without turning your head to the side, that's in front of you. So even though, exactly, even though when you look straight ahead, you'll definitely see the peripheral ahead, he says that's all in front of you. Sedadim is directly on your side, your blind spot almost, basically, and maybe a little bit until your peripheral vision kicks in. And once your peripheral vision kicks in, so at that point, that's called fun of dummy. So we come. Od Kasav, he writes further. You have to be very careful when you go outside to the streets of Kiddush Levana. Because you have the dirty flow in the gutter that stinks the length of the street. Even if they're more than 4 hours away, it extends ahead of him. And that's all Melo Einov. If you could see it, it's a problem. And certainly, he has to be at least 4 hours away from where the smell ends. If Kiddush Levana means going outside and standing with this smelly gutter. If someone's careful not to recite the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha in places that are not halachically clean, on him we say, He doesn't mention what's important on the side, that the Vilna Gaon and Shulchan Aruch Harav both agree that it's chayiv karis. And on this we say, kidvar Hashem bozeh, he karis. So it's serious business. So when you learn this, I think this sheds new light on the concept which we know about, that all the Bata Kenisios were in the fields. They weren't davening in the cities. That's the halachas make marv longer, so people can walk home together, don't leave anyone by himself. Why were the shuls out in the fields? Put the shul down the block. It says you couldn't put the shul down the block. It stunk down the block. You had all the sewage down the block. You go out to the fields, there's no bathrooms, there's no sewage running down the street. It's a clean area. I wonder if that was the mashal in that. You davka move the shul away from the urban area where everyone's living, concentrate together, because it's going to stink. So out in the fields, it's clean, it's fresh. You can say kiddush levana out there, no problems. You have different problems. We're ashamed them, azikah. But we're not worried about the rinshtokim when you're out away from the city. So I wonder if that was the pshat in those shuls. Sivkon vav, ad shiotzienu. If you're davening in shul, and the shliach tzibur is davening, and they have soy in the basic knesset. Now, I don't know how he found out. Someone had to tell him, I guess. So he has to stop. He has to stop until the soy is removed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'mayi dezeh shah shliach tzibur k'dei limo kol, and if because the shliach tzibur stops and waits, it's enough time to say everything. V'lohoi b'soch dalet amos, but it wasn't in his dalet amos. Lo yachzer rosh, he does not go back to the beginning. He picks up where he leaves off. Sefkoin zayin, yideicho v'asan. Since he's being motzi, the rabbim, he's responsible for everyone there. What's the lomim to say? When he, the Sheikh Sib, is being motzi them, it's as if they are davening their personal tefillas. Even though our minig is that every individual says his own tefillah, nonetheless, everyone has to answer amen on the Sheikh Sib's brachas. For us, Elias Tsoya Lefanov, and there should not be any Tsoya in the vicinity between him and the Sheikh Sibur. The Mashiach Sibur, or even Michal, around where he's standing. The Mashiach Sibur, Oisik Ata, Psukkah de Zimmer, if the Sheikh Sibur is during Psukkah de Zimmer, De Nemozi De Chov, he's not being Mozi anybody. Vein Shamanias Amen, there is no Amen in Psukkah de Zimmer. Any Chanami, Mutal Loma Kadarko, they come running over to him in the middle of Ashri. The Tsoya! So what? Keep on davening. It has nothing to do with him. If it's not his dalet amos, he keeps on davening. As long as he is standing more than 4 amos away from where the smell ends. But if he's in the dalet amos, then he has to be quiet. Even if his delay is long enough to say the whole thing, you just go back to where he left off. The same is true with Birchus Kriyishma. There we hold, you just go back to where you left off. But if he's saying Shema or the silent Shemon Esrei, and then he has to stop because of Tzor within his Dalet Amos, Hashoik de Ligmar Kula, if he has to stop long enough to say the whole thing, May Rosh HaTfila Atso, from the beginning to the end of the Tfila, Vayat Tzoya Betoch Dalet Amosov, and Tzor was Mamash in his Dalet Amos, Chose LeRosh, he goes back to the beginning. Umesharin, and the calculation of how long it takes him to daven, the Fi HaKori, is based on the one who's doing his own recitation. So it doesn't go on anyone else. If it's long enough pause for the Sheikh Sibur to have said the entire tefillah, he has to go back to the beginning. Sifkan Ches. It's impossible that someone in the shul isn't within the Dalet Amos, and that's why he has to stop. V'yevshar. And let's say it happened. Vim Eira. Sheshum Adam. Eni Yosh. B'torach Dalet Amos. Shalat Soya. And let's say it is. No one in shul is within Dalet Amos. Let's say. Mutl Espal. Then Sheikh Sibur can keep going. Even though the tzoya separates between the tzibur and the shliach tzibur, they could turn around. They're not looking at it. Because we said it's also if you can see it. But if you look, remember we learned that simon nun hay sivchof. There is an opinion that if there's tzoya between the shliach tzibur and the tzibur, you can't answer amen. Look back over there what we wrote about this. Se'if katan tes arba amos, there's certainly someone in the tzibur within dalet amos. What's allowed me to say? Mimakom shkol reach, from the point where the reach ends. Again, the lashon of the Ramah is it's impossible that there isn't someone from the shul within Dalat Amis of the Tzoya. This means within Dalat Amis. Within Dalat Amis of the place where the smell ends. That's still too close. Vemtinek hishtin mayim besa kinesis. If a child urinated in besa kinesis, gam kein yishtek hashliach tzibur, the shliach tzibur should be silent. Vayabdan hashiatila ben mayim, and wait till they pour into a ravias of water. Or yechasu, or cover it. Or yachiku kol hakal mehen Dalat Amis, so everyone should walk away from it to be more than Dalat Amis from it. Look what I wrote. If the urine is more than 4 hours from the baltfila, perhaps we can rely on those who are lenient that we don't have to tell them to stop. But the tzibur should make a point of moving away from the urine. Ola chasos, or to cover it. Ola hatamayim, pour water in it. If not, they can't answer amen. So even if he keeps on davening, but they can't answer amen until it's taken care of.